It's Friday evening, and the sun has just set in Logan, Texas. Three beat-up Ford pickup trucks are parked here at a clearing in the woods. On the back of each truck sits a cage holding a half-dozen eager foxhounds.
Got one in my name, Sam. One Strychnine, one Smokey, one Lucky.
That's Shade Pate surveying his hounds. At 77 years of age, Shade is a veteran of the hunt.
Another one's named Black Booger. Another one's named Cover Girl.
Moments later, Shade Pate unlatches the gate on the cage and his hounds leap out and race gracefully towards the woods. The other cages are thrown open as well, and the fox hunt begins. Almost immediately, an eerie sound rises from the distance.
Listen there.
90-year-old Hinkle Shillings is the dean of the East Texas Fox Hunters.
It's music to a hunter's ear.
Indeed, that's about all there is to fox hunting. Listening. There is no kill. The hounds simply chase the foxes through the woods around and around and around in circles, and the hunters listen to them bark.
Each dog's got a different voice. I hear the sound. Old Shade's got the holler when he hears old Smokey.
Shade Pate and Hinkle Shillings have been hunting together now for more than 60 years. Hinkle Shillings is Shade Pate's uncle and partner in this rather unique pastime of the rural South.
Get up, Jim.
Come on, Sam.
Shade Pate and Hinkle Shillings wander away from the empty dog cages and walk towards the campfire to join the handful of other men who've come out for the hunt tonight, Shade's son and a couple of his friends from work. They sit down around the fire on rusty chairs and a broken-down couch and settle in for the night. It's just after 7 in the evening now, and the hunt will go on until the dogs get tired and return to their cages, sometime after dawn.
We've seen the sun come up lots of mornings hunting. And not sleep a wink all night.
Hear that? Yelp, 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 yelp. Real fast, that's old Smokey. You hear one of them bawling ones? Hoo, hoo. That's the dog called Eagle. You hear that?
The barking, that's what it's all about. The hunters call it giving mouth. They know the voice of each of their hounds. There are about 20 running tonight. They can tell from the bark how close the hounds are to the game, which hound is in the lead. This, Hinkle Shillings explains, is the music of the chase.
There's all kind of voices. There's tenor, alto, bass, soprano, baritone. You take old Jim, and Sam's got bass voices. Well, you take theirs, Smokey. He's got a baritone voice. Well, you take old Cheater. He's got a tenor voice. Well, you take Cover Girl.
The half dozen men sit around the fire talking and listening, smoking cigarettes, drinking coffee from a thermos, chewing tobacco. Shade Pate and Hinkle Shillings dominate the conversation, bantering back and forth about hounds with a familiarity forged by countless nights just like this one. Shade slightly heavy-set and toothless, a hearing aid in one ear. His uncle Hinkle looking a good deal younger than 90 years of age, a spry man in blue jeans, wisps of white hair on either side of his head. Sitting here under the stars, Hinkle seems thoroughly content.
What a beautiful night that we've got, full moon. About 32 degrees still, and the hounds are running hard out all around about us. But I won't tell you about a hound I had called Bone Hill Billy. He had the stepper when he's a puppy and left him with a stiff hind leg that jerked. But he went to running and he was outstanding. And he could tell you just how close he was to his game the way he gave his mouth. He started off, if it was trail, he was way behind his game. It's just, yo, yo, oh, 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 oh. And then as he warmed up, it was, ho, 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 ho. And he'd drill you to death. Now, Shade, I want you to tell him about old 47. He was an outstanding hound that Shade had just a few years ago.
Well, for example, he was a white dog, beautiful dog. He had a big sage tail, that's long hair on his tail, and he'd run with that tail over his back. But he was the prettiest running dog. You see him come across the moonlight night, that tail up over his back and get a waving. That head up looked like he was smiling. He had a big old heavy chopped mouth. Yump, 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 yump. You'd know him every time he barked.
Shade, I want you to mock old Smokey.
Well, Elmer hadn't called.
The hours fly by peacefully. Lots of hound tales, a little talk about politics, a little about sports, long silences. The men look down, jam their hands into their pockets, stare at the ground, take in the hound music. Every 45 minutes or so, the routine is punctuated by a crossing when the pack, on its endless chase, emerges from the woods and shoots right by the men. The hunters can tell when it's coming. The younger ones stand up, all eyes turn towards the woods, towards the exact spot from which the pack will momentarily appear. And then it happens.
Hold on, Jesus!
The dogs shoot by in a blur, a ghostly train. Then it's over. The younger men sit back down. More tails get swapped. The hours pass. Sitting here, it's hard to imagine a finer way to spend a night, listening to this symphony of hounds with Hinkle Shillings, the dean of the East Texas Fox Hunters.
Out on the stars, you can gain a lot of knowledge about what God has put here and the mysteries that he holds for us.
Yeah.
You get lots of lessons out of hunting under the stars. Listen at your hounds.
For National Public Radio, I'm David Isay.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.